a strong worded letter to somebody.
All right, Bart, hit it.
Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We are recording Sunday, February 15th.
Yay, day after Valentine's Day.
2 days after Friday the 13th.
Yes. So we're getting another one in March.
March is in less than 2 weeks, kids, and that's springtime.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know. I saw my first robin.
I'm here, all the birds chirping.
Was it round?
Yes.
It was a fat round robin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, Bart. I see the head shake.
I got no clue. Sorry. We're here with our favorite Falls casters. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
Howdy doodly do.
We've been missing for a little while, but we are back.
We were MIA, but you found us.
Yes.
Just like Paper Airplane.
Wait, what?
MIA band, but never mind.
Oh gosh. Okay, sorry.
I'm still sipping my coffee.
I'm still sipping my coffee. Yeah,
that was rebooting.
That was a thinker one.
Stand by.
Spinny circle.
Yes.
Spinny circle.
We don't have an interview today. However, I have one lined up to record in a couple weeks.
What?
So yeah, we will be hearing from that when it happens.
Oh, do we get it? Can we have a teaser?
The teaser is there is an awesome new clothing store on Portage Trail that opened up on Friday the 13th.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
And?
Please tell us more.
The Haunted Closet.
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah. It, they had an awesome DJ, Zach, who was also playing Hunter. Was it Hunter or Hunted with David Bowie?
Oh.
I can't remember. Can't remember them, but yeah, he was. I mean, the place was packed. They opened at noon, and there was a line out the door at 11.
What?
Wow,
nice.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's always nice to see new local business.
So up. Please describe the type of clothing that they have in there. What is the genre?
It is emo, goth. Yeah.
We should get some pictures and put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, something that you would not expect to be. Like, especially downtown Cuyahoga Falls.
Be popular.
Well, I am so happy that they are doing such good business right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that just brings me back, man.
Fetish shop.
Kind of like a fetish shop.
Is it? I don't know.
Some of that stuff crosses over both ways.
Fetish. What do you call it when things are kind of
leather
aligned?
Lace. And goth and
it's my Alzheimer's is kicking in. fetish adjacent.
Yes.
I
have some friends of mine that are dressed like that. They're goth from the old days, and now their thing is they go to all the horror conventions and they do photos, like scantily clad photo shoots and all these crazy.
Oh, we've had this since the 1990s, and we're walking around this is how I normally dress.
Hey, what comes around goes around. Back in fashion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I picked up some Mothman socks there.
The Mothman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, definitely. I have an interview set up with them here in a couple weeks. So
nice.
Very cool.
Be sure to check out our website with our police blotter and city council notes. And if you're interested in our website, if you've enjoyed it, maybe you want to write. And if you want to write for us or you got an idea for the podcast, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. But you can also get a hold of us at our email address.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And I have also been, because I just got a handful of cards from the newspaper.
Ooh, we're getting fancy. We're finally becoming professional.
Did you say business cards?
10 years later. Look at us.
Okay. 7 years. Holy shit. Alex would be so proud.
They're business cards for me, but they have like all the newspaper stuff and everything.
Nice.
On that.
Very cool.
That's actually a smart thing.
Dream alive, Bart. You're still fighting the fight for us.
I passed some out on front street.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So, like to businesses or to people?
So like I, just put some here, put some there.
Hey, give us a call. We would love to interview you. Nice. That's smart. Man, why haven't we thought of that sooner? How long have we been doing this?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so if you guys have anybody knows how to actually run a paper and do it, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we got some talent, but maybe, yeah, we need,
you know, it, if we would have, we would have, if we were younger and started this 20 years ago, we probably would have made
it. Oh, yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah. These papers were still a thing.
I was gonna say 20 years ago when there were papers,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oh, there's no,
but remember, retro is coming back as
retro
we
is coming back.
Yeah. Business, so, yep. Yeah, papers are
gonna get out our mix. We start making some mixtapes,
man.
Oh, mixtapes. Oh, man. I mean, that took dedication and time, and you had to be able to, like, yep, turn it off before the DJ started talking.
Yes,
you had to have talent.
You had to wait and press pause.
I'm going to hit this real quick, and then I'll like that. And then you would, like, handwrite all the notes on. Oh, man. Yeah.
Old school.
The kids nowadays, they just don't understand.
Well, no. mixtapes were made with love and dedication.
Well, they know the kids today can't concentrate long enough to wait for the.
Okay,
Boomer.
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer.
Shut up.
Okay, Boomer. 6'7".
Get off my six, what seven. The hell does that mean?
6'7".
Hold on.
That almost broke our family apart on Christmas when I tried to figure out what that meant. Yeah. I'm like, what does it mean?
Nothing.
Doesn't mean anything. Like, but that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And that's the whole point.
Yep.
Yeah. It has to mean something. It
doesn't just say 8'9", 8'9", to fuck them up.
Oh, man. So confused. So if you understand what 6'7" means.
Send us an email at ballsystem@gmail.com.
It means 67.
Get away from a good time.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's too away from a good time.
That's such a good.
Wow. I could have been famous. I could have gone viral.
That's a good time. Dang it, man. You know, that's the story of our lives, right?
You're a loser. Two away from a good time. Cool.
You're almost there.
That's what 6'7" means. Just missed it.
You're almost there.
That's what Generation X needs to come back at. You know, just start saying.
So email us if you know you got stuff to tell us. Yeah, rate and review us. And yeah, how has everybody been?
Oh, just living the dream. Good.
Yeah, good's the easy answer, but yeah,
tired. It's gonna be 50 degrees for like 4 fucking days in a row. We're good.
Ooh, muddy. Everything's gonna melt.
Hey, I want it all to melt though.
The birds are chirping.
Dude, we walk the dogs every day, and the fucking sidewalks have been fucking treacherous. I mean,
yeah. Steve fell down.
Yeah, and then I have my foot, knees all jacked up. The ground's all uneven, and it's all ice. And then, it's bad.
So I'm ready for it to be all melted.
Yeah, melted all the way, so I won't kill myself.
Yeah, and then spring is in a couple weeks.
Because nobody shovels their fucking sidewalks.
Boo, Cuyahoga Falls, do better.
Except
for handsome neighbor. He snowblows the sidewalks.
The whole entire street.
That's Mike.
Yeah.
You'll see him out there for like hours, just taking a snowblower.
We all know he likes to blow things.
I do mine.
You do.
That last one, that 10 inches, that was rough. I had to push it.
One was hard. Yeah.
I didn't do it after the rough. That last snow, last weekend, whatever that was.
Don't cut that out.
I didn't do it. I had to go. I had an event to go to that morning and didn't get to it. And I was like, I wish I would have gotten to that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's all starting to melt, and I, you know, realize what a mess we have out there with the bird feed and all that stuff. So we're going to have to start cleaning
the dog
up.
Shit.
The dog shit. He had to clean up.
We pick our dog poo up every time they go poo.
Look at that.
Surprises.
Buy your compostable bags and get out there and do that grabbing and going.
It's gone. Because if we don't, he goes in the backyard and hopefully eat it.
Yeah,
the next day because it's
frozen. Oh, yeah. Okay,
Toby doesn't do that. Thankfully,
luckily,
good boy. Then you don't have that mind filled either.
it's bad. It was bad.
I went out the last time, and I was out for a while.
Because he even like plowed a strip in our backyard, so he would have a place to path for the dog to poop. So it was all on the same path, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, it was just all there."
But I still, I mean, I don't have a dog, but I still, you know, the wild animals still go.
Yeah.
I've had deer poo and other things I found.
We thought we saw a rabbit. There's a bunch of rabbit, and I'm like, pick those up for our compost. That's like liquid gold right there, or solid gold.
Yeah. I finally saw a rabbit on my ring camera a few times going around. I had a dead one last year, an adult in my driveway. I think I didn't see anything wrong with it. So I think maybe the hawk I've been seeing probably got it and dropped it maybe or something. But it didn't look like it was chewed or sick or anything.
He probably just dropped it. I think they'll pick them up and drop them to kill them or something, and then they just never.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. It was right in the middle of my driveway.
Ew.
But I have seen some smaller ones lately, so I know some of them survived.
I saw a big one in our backyard, like a big fat one. So, yeah, I think they're going to be coming back out. What was it with the raccoons, Kathy? You sent the video to me. How many were there? It was like
five or six that time.
It was ridiculous. You just seemed like coming out of the storm. Yeah. It's like, oh, no. And it wasn't that, you said it was like 8 in the evening, or it wasn't that late either.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was crazy.
Yeah, anywho. It was funny. So yeah, I always look when I get notification that there's motion. It's like, okay, it's probably an animal. But I do check.
Yeah.
Into the round table, starting off with the snow, there were so many complaints about having parking bans during the snow and how the police never do anything.
So many complaints. Yeah. So many complaints.
Well, you will notice that in a previous police blotter, there were during the week of January 24th, there were
the week of the 24th, 24 tickets.
There you go.
Nice.
Irony. Or did they be like, okay, now we're going to do 24 just to make a proof?
But yeah, so police, you know, now the snow is starting to melt, but you know, it's Ohio. It could snow again. It probably will next week, even though it's
50. I heard end of the month, it's supposed to get cold again.
Oh, yay.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. So those parking violations, parking bans are there for a reason.
Yeah. Move your car.
And speaking of parking, Front Street between Broad and Sackett this week, they're going to start doing construction.
Is it sewer or gas? I can't remember.
Do sewer repair. They're working on a sewer at Falls Avenue at where the streets cross.
So prepare for delays.
They're turning it into a one-way southbound traffic pattern during this week.
Yeah, so it's going to be a bit of a pain. Well,
this week and the following week, because they're expected to only last about 2.
Find an alternate route or prepare for delays. And don't complain about it on Facebook.
Don't complain.
We have informed you. If you're not listening to this podcast, then that's on you.
Now, if you're hearing us, but you're not listening to the podcast,
that's what I do. What?
That's something
I need to change your medications.
Oh, is that it? Okay. All right.
No. The Quirk Center is back open now.
Yay.
They had a disruption of natural gas and had to completely close the building again. Mm.
Yeah, I read they moved in space heaters so it wouldn't freeze up. I wonder how many freaking space heaters they had.
Yeah.
But Enbridge was responsible for fixing up the problem.
And can you imagine I'm trying to figure out where you can plug all those in those old electrical system?
Oh,
300 watt heaters where they got, we would put like four a room and a pop in some circuit.
Yeah, I know.
Must have been ugly.
Yeah. But they're back open, so yay, good job.
And making things even better during all that time, the old high school pipes froze.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was so sad.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be, I mean, it didn't sound like it's going to be.
Did the school board have a meeting? Did they have an emergency meeting?
They had an emergency meeting like the day after it happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have insurance, right?
I hope.
I know they canceled all the everything immediately, and they have no.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah, it's not functional.
They don't know if it's ever going to open again.
Oh,
we're not sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they just moved it right at the right time.
I heard that they would, after they got the heat going, like they've all the pipes defrosted and they popped in different sections of the building. They fixed them and then they popped somewhere else and they fixed them and they popped somewhere else and then they just shut it off.
Yeah. Man,
was it the whole building or was it centralized somewhere?
I don't know. I know enough that it's caused enough damage that they don't know when they're going to be able to open it again.
Yeah. They don't have any classrooms going on now, right? Do they, or did they still have some
events or something?
Yeah, they were using it for events, but that was about it.
Man, yeah, just right at the nick of time.
Nick of time.
And for anybody who wondered whether or not we needed a new school, this was necessary. Yeah. There you go. Irony of all irony. Yeah.
Yeah, because the boiler failed, right? A boiler failed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, crazy.
Yep.
Congratulations, Diana Colavecchio, on her retirement.
Oh, happy Yay! Retirement. Yay!
Thank you for your service. You've done a lot for our city.
She has. Mary Spoggy has taken her position, Community Development Director. So
okay. Yeah. That name sounds
familiar. You'll be seeing her name a lot in the city council notes now.
Okay.
All righty.
Something I just came across the other day. Porch Crossing is for sale?
Yeah, I read that. What is going on?
I looked up the group that bought it.
So it has been bought.
Yeah. Or it's pending.
Okay, yeah.
But they did release the name of the company. I forgot. Pacific West or something. I tried. There wasn't a lot of info that I could find about them, and it was mixed reviews. Some that, they taught us how to raise our rents. And then, they were responsive. So I'm just like, are they going to come in and jack up everyone's rental?
God, I hope not. Aww.
That would be so awful. I hope they're a good partner to our city.
I hope so.
Well, that's why the Marks closed on Chapel Hill, is because they jacked the rent up. They just shut them. I mean, that store was there for like 40 years or something.
Yeah, it's been there. Yeah, it's been there a while. I remember that used to be the old Coconuts.
Coconuts.
I don't remember.
It was a music store.
Yeah, I remember the music store. Yeah.
From Twin Value.
Yeah.
Twin Value was the shit.
Twin Value is a shit. That's where Steve and I had our
first
courting, our first interaction.
Really?
Yeah, I think he bought me a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh, so romantic.
She said in the car she was thirsty. And I just bought her a drink and I handed it to her and she didn't expect it.
She's like, I'm marrying that guy.
That's when I got, you're like this, you might be all right. And then I had to work for the rest. Yeah.
You continue have to work for the rest. Yeah. Yep.
So all this wonderful news.
Ending on bad news. Oh.
And Bart's got to break it down.
Yeah. Breaking it down.
Yeah. So a man went missing at Brandywine Falls. And just recently, January 24th, they found his body dead in Cauga Valley National
Park. Oh, so
I have not heard anything found about this.
Do they suspect foul play, or do you know, or they don't know yet?
Well, the man's name, Michael Vangelis, I'm hoping that's how you say it or pronounce it or whatever. Oddly enough, spell check actually corrected it to the right spelling.
It does
when I typed it, which is kind of weird. Mm. I got to go back because I did find an article on he was found dead around 11 a.m. January 24th in the Brandywine Falls area by rangers. Authorities are investigating the cause of death. But this was, there's still no, they haven't released, at least that I can find.
The cause of death?
What happened.
Could be a heart attack, could be anything.
Could have froze to death? Who knows? It was really cold. Poor guy. All right. Well, do we know anything about where he's from or anything? I don't know. I haven't heard the story.
Oh, sorry. I almost had it, and then I realized this incident report is from 1987.
Yeah.
So hopefully that isn't the same person.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're trying, guys. We're trying.
He'd be a skeleton.
Okay. Yeah, they says that no foul play is suspected. Okay. That he drove into the park on the 14th. On the 16th, his car was found abandoned at the trailhead after the snowstorm. Can I read that? No, apparently I'm not allowed to read that article.
Denied.
Yeah. So I see... His body was found on the 24th. The cause and manner of death remains under investigation.
Could it be
now,
anything?
Is that a walking trail? Like, around there? Is that, so maybe he was walking and then just something.
Did they find him on the trail, or was it, in the middle of nowhere? Do you know?
It does not say where they found him.
Okay.
Well, that's sad.
It is. I have a couple good news, though.
Yay!
DeWitt fifth grader Braden Heiner got to be mayor for a day.
Ooh.
He completed the required tasks for the Jim Trestle Fitness Challenge. And so he got his first choice of prizes, and that was to be mayor.
He decided to be the mayor.
I want to know what the list of prizes and options were.
Yeah.
What executive orders he decided to implement.
Needs power.
Of course, the day that he got to skip school and be mayor ended up being a snow day.
He has to go in and be a mayor. He's like, this doting sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, he had to stay at home with his power.
So yeah, he got to be. That was a Monday, and he went to city council and got to see how the city council meeting works.
Pretty
congrats,
cool.
Braden.
That's exciting. Mayor for the day. What would you guys do if you were mayor for the?
I would tell my mom to give me extra snacks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nucky.
Give me some juice pops or something.
Give me ice cream today, Mom.
Yeah, I'm the mayor. You must give it to me. I so declare.
I mean, that's what I would do if I was five. I mean, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah.
Fifth grader.
Well, how
10 or 11.
I'd still ask for more ice cream.
Yes.
Another piece of good news. Child predator Spencer Kearney. I don't know how you pronounce that name. I don't care.
We don't care. We don't need to.
Was finally arrested.
Bye-bye.
I saw kinds of crazy, crazy posts online. I didn't click on anything. I didn't watch anything, so I don't know anything about this.
He was a creeper, wasn't he? Trying to look for underage meetups.
The balls drive around in a car or something, right?
Yeah. But I guess when they caught him, he was at home and he was scheduling meetup or something.
Oh,
and the guy he was actually talking to, basically once
undercover.
He found the house, it was, I guess he called the police. Once it was confirmed he got the right house.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, so this guy was like undercover or doing that kind of like.
Exactly.
Wow.
I did hear though that the person that owns the house has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Like he was just a roommate. And so everybody was like, do not go and stalk this house. Do not go after this guy because he had nothing to do.
Yeah. But I guess it was very much a case of, look, this guy paid his rent on time. He was weird.
Right.
That's the extent I know about him. Mm-hmm. So
we're good. I hope he's in jail for.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you don't know about people, even people.
Yeah.
You think you know closely. You don't know everything.
Yeah. Well, there's that whole show that says, who the bleep did I marry? People don't even know like their spouses and what they're doing. So, that guy had nothing to do with it. But thank goodness this other creep was in jail and gross.
There is a website currently impersonating the Summit County Fiscal Office.
What the hell? That's crazy.
What are they trying to do? Get information? You're going in there and you're trying to have to plug in your...
Where you do all kinds of business, like pay your real estate taxes. Maybe they're trying to scam out people.
How did they discover this?
I'd like to know that too, because I know I found it.
Oh.
It's not still up, is it?
Apparently, I can't write impersonating.
Oh,
what?
Impersonating. Okay, that works too.
Impersonating.
Okay, so they're warning residents of a fraudulent website. Falsely representing itself as the Summit County Fiscal Office. They're saying that they're the auditor's office, but Summit County does not have a standalone county auditor's office or designated auditor website.
It probably doesn't have the .gov either, right?
That's scary.
Oh, wow.
If it does have the .gov, then we're in a bigger doggy
dude. The fiscal office website is actually fiscaloffice.summitoh.net.
OH though. So maybe Ohio, is that what it is? Ohio?
SummitOH.net.
Okay. I know that I'm old, but isn't it that like government officials, please, like they have a specific extension that you need to know, like OH maybe is the Ohio governor?
Oh, yeah.
Government. Okay. I don't know. Those are the things that I like always look for when I'm going into a website, making sure it has that correct extension. But
so if you do have to contact the Summit County Fiscal Office and you're going to their website, go to summitoh.net, and that's the official Ohio.
Okay. Man, you can't trust any anymore, can you?
It's ridiculous.
It is absolute. You just put all of that energy and stuff like that into good. Think about how great the world would be.
Yeah. You know, scammers are going to scam, man. I was looking for the easy way to make money.
Scammers going to scam. But some of these are not even that easy. Yeah. It's like some of the energy and the effort that they put into scamming people, it's not like they're like being lazy about it either. It's like they're putting a lot of detail in it. I'm like, go use that for good. What is wrong with you?
maybe they're bored in their mom's basement. I don't know.
Well, then, you know, I don't know. Go play D&D. I don't know. Did I offend all D&D players? I'm sorry. That was rude. Cut that out, Bart. I don't want people coming after me. I don't want to be
doxed. I was going to say, D&D uses much more energy than crap like that.
Hey, I know. I'm joking. I know it's not, but don't. I don't, people don't come after, me. I was just.
Well, if you do have a lot of energy, you can go to the St. Patrick's Day downtown pub crawl. Ooh, March 14th.
Yay. We usually go every year, and this year I'm going to miss it because my knee's going to be so jacked up. I won't be able to walk.
Do you want us to bring you beer? Like,
it's okay.
Green beer. Yeah. We'll give you a green beer.
Get you a little wheelchair and just wheel you around.
I mean, I could do that. That sounds like a, that could actually might be fun
for you. I don't know about the rest of us.
Preferential treatment. You can just you could have like you know the handicap spot right
there. That's right.
Yep.
Give me a beer. I can just dry it around.
That would be hilarious. Hey guys, guess what time it is. Bart's arts. Good job.
February 26th, which is a week from Thursday.
Oh,
local. Go to the Paint and Sip at the Tiki Underground.
Ooh.
Local artist Tessa LeBaron or LeBaron. I'm just gonna screw up everyone's name today.
Yeah, just do it. Say that you're doing it on purpose now. So be like, hey, look, this is what we're doing. It's a thing we do.
If you'd like to, come on the show and correct us.
There you go. Contact us at. Hoping Mike would, but he's totally not paying me at all.
What?
Yep, there you go.
So is that an unusual occurrence or is that an everyday occurrence?
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Paint and Sip, participants will create their own themed artwork. All supplies supplied.
Has anybody ever done like that Paint and Sip? Like, have you ever gone to one of those before?
I would do the Tiki Underground because usually it's like a wine and sip. I don't like wine. So it's like that's not a selling point to me. But Tiki Underground, right. A couple of mixed drinks, and I'm sure I could do that.
You can make some pretty cool art. Yeah. I don't know. It always looks kind of fun because I'm a good copier. I'm not a good artist. Like if I can see something, I can kind of recreate it, but I can't.
You know, okay if you're not very good. Is you do it because it's fun.
And that's exactly that's what it looks like. It looks like it's just fun. And I'm like, that. I've never done one. I'm just curious if you guys have ever had that. Should be fun.
March 7th, Junks is reborn again.
Yay! Do we have any kind of inside information about what it's going to look like, what they're going to do?
Inside, no. In fact, I think it's probably been a year since I've been to Junks. I am going to look, though.
No, it's going to be interesting because before they closed last year, and I haven't been there for a while either, but I like fall.
Yeah.
There was a comment when someone for one of the bands that she said it would be the last show in the machine shop.
That's what we heard. They weren't going to have live music anymore.
Huh. Yeah. So I didn't know what that meant. Like if they're moving or, yeah.
I wonder if they're putting something in the machine shop.
Yeah. Like maybe they'll put them upstairs or.
Yeah, they have performances up. They used to have performances upstairs. Maybe they'll start having that again.
Yeah, well, they have that beautiful stage that they had up there. So maybe they're like redoing it up there. Because
they didn't say live, no live music. They said no live music in the machine shop.
Yeah.
Right.
So that should be interesting to see what they think.
It's always fun to see that.
March 29th at the Civic, a one-night only show of the Bat Out of Hell musical.
Yeah,
I've never heard this, but
me either. But this is like Meatloaf, right? Bat of a Hell. Okay, all right, yeah, that's fun.
I do like Meatloaf, both the artist and the food. So,
Bat Out of Hell's good album.
It is a good album. Yeah, I think that was for the very first CD that I actually bought. I got like my CD player when I was right out of high school.
He passed away during COVID, didn't he?
I think so.
I believe so.
He was a vaccine denier. Remember?
Was he?
Yes. He was a Trump supporter and a vaccine denier.
He was a Trump supporter too?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that. Boo.
Like hardcore, outspoken about it.
Yeah. Oh. At least all the songs weren't written. At least the songs weren't written by him.
Well, you know, it didn't. Just because he's an asshole doesn't mean he didn't make good music. You know.
Correct. So, you have to sometimes separate the two of the art versus the art.
Sometimes the art and the human being. I mean, like Picasso was fucking gross man.
Yeah.
He was an amazing, you know.
Correct.
Transcendent artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this next one. All right, I need to hear more about this next one that you have.
Yes. Devo is coming to the Civic June 3rd. Yes. I don't, in fact, this was a week ago that they posted this. I don't know if tickets are even for sale.
It's probably sold out.
Yeah, they went on sale Friday, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're, I mean, I can't imagine it doesn't sell out.
But yeah, they're bringing their Mutilate Don't Stagnate to the Civic.
Is it Mutilate or Mutate? Is it Mutilate?
It is Mutate. See, I can't. Okay. I'm just hearing
everything. It's already it's already sold out. Isn't it sold out?
It's already sold out. I'm not surprised.
No, I'm looking to see.
No, I'm asking. Do you know if it's
on? Oh, already- we don't know. Kathy's looking.
I'm looking right now.
So, get a ticket.
I think it's good.
There's a few blue dots left. Lots of red ones, which are like resale people.
Oh, dicks.
I know Amy Muttersbaugh posted a code that you can get in early to get like pre-sale tickets, and I guess it's preferential. Oh, like, I heard they're really expensive.
It wasn't pre-sale tickets.
It was pre-sale. It was pre-sale. That's what he said. It was pre-sale.
I see 11 blue dots. That's usually the ones that are available.
Tickets quick.
$220.
I'd go.
Oh, well, you know.
I would do that for $450.
It would be a fun show.
That's in a loge. Oh. $220. The orchestra seats are here's one for $170. That's not bad.
I guess 17.
These are gone. These are
looks like
they're
seats.
Well, good.
We can take over a whole loge. That would be a blast. Get enough people.
How many? I mean, did you say they're available?
It looks like there's still some available.
The blue dots are usually available. Right, the red dots are resale.
These are all available.
That's so stupid.
Those are good seats.
Those are $330.
Those are good seats.
Jeez, please.
Yeah. See, that's what's available.
Okay.
The expensive ones are left.
Yeah, there's two for $170 in row W. Wow.
So you want to spend the $600-$700 then?
Ooh, yeah. Well,
for two.
Maybe they'll add another day or something.
Maybe.
I would spend $400. Maybe I wouldn't think I'd spend over $500 to do it though. Almost $500. I would do that because it's like one. I mean.
Yeah.
When are you going to see that again?
Right. Is your dad going, Bart?
I sent it
to them as soon as I saw it.
Yeah.
Whenever I see Devo, I think.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was
me dropping the French press.
Front row in the loge, $765 for the resale.
Jeez.
Pinky resale?
The pink ones. The resale ones, $765. Yeah, so you're talking
like I thought you meant like somebody was reselling their pinky.
People.
What, Bart?
I thought you meant like someone was reselling their pinky.
No. All right. Bye, Devo.
To be able to pay for it, probably. Here, yeah. So that will be a fun show.
We had a lot of news.
Yeah.
We did. It's amazing what happens when we don't get together for like a month.
I know. We were very
That was my fault.
I have one last art thing.
Surprise one.
If anybody's into jigsaw puzzles and really wants some, I have a giant room full of jigsaw puzzles I'm trying to get rid of.
Oh. Contact us at
That's puzzling.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
I'm trying to sell some of these. You know, it started off as trying to make tax money, but I might not owe as much this year as I thought. So now I just kind of want them to go to a good home, and, you know, some of them are worth something. So
$1 million.
So, yeah, if anybody's into jigsaw puzzles, you get a hold of us on Facebook. I'll share the shop link.
Very cool.
In the notes. Right. But yeah, I'm just like, I've got a bunch of 3D ones here, a lot of Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, I've got like the 3D Orient Express, a bunch of space stuff, History of London, a three-tiered puzzle.
Cool.
It was just one of those like, hey, anybody want these?
Yeah.
I should build a coffee table with casters and store everything underneath, and you can have a big, you know, table with a lip that you could just do a puzzle while you're
sitting there. There you go. There's your project.
That's actually a smart idea, because here's the problem with puzzles a lot of times is that you have to have the space to be able to keep them out. It's not like you're going to do a puzzle in an hour. If you're doing a puzzle, it will take days.
Your dad was like that.
Yep. I got him an actual puzzle like thing where he can.
They had like little slide out drawers where you can put the pieces and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know one of those.
Yeah.
Not only Yeah, and then you add in having a cat dog.
Girl, bye.
Mm-hmm. I remember doing a puzzle with my girls. I think it was when Kaylee was trying to make a decision about which college to go to. We all just sat there and did a puzzle together and talked about it. That's a core memory of mine. Puzzles were always good. My dad was always doing puzzles. I like doing puzzles, but I just don't have any place to like keep
Puzzle. Easy. You're not muted.
Hey, at least it was rated. It was rated G, so there you go. It was rated G.
Well, then we don't want it in.
Our
experience
with puzzles, and we didn't really do. One of our kids was in the inpatient unit, needing to stabilize his mental health.
Yeah,
they have a lot of puzzles there. So, like the grandparents, we were all around the table doing a puzzle. And that's how we had.
I remember being frustrated when you get all the way to the end, and like three pieces left.
Yeah, where is it?
Fucking us up again.
Yep. That's always the my dad would get puzzles from the library sales. And it's always like, you don't know if it has all the puzzle pieces or not.
So unsatisfying.
Yep. But yeah, there's something very...
printer for.
They print you an extra piece.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they can print blanks. You can just leave it in there. And they'll just
Or it could print the piece.
With the actual picture on it? You'd have to have
You'd just load the picture.
You have to scan the picture.
Sure.
And I don't know. I don't think the 3D can make the picture on top of it. It can make the shape.
I don't know. The library has a 3D printer.
You could take a photo of it and make it into a little.
You can make a sticker and put the photo back on.
There you go.
You could do
there
that.
You go. Yeah, we're in the business. We're going to.
There you go. Problem solved. That's what we do here. We solve problems. Reduce,
reuse, recycle.
Go through all that effort to fix a puzzle.
Yeah. Just for the, just it's to be career. Satisfied, be able just to put one in there.
So many OCD people would hire you.
Offer the service at a cost and you can do it. For them and say there's $50, I'll make you a new puzzle piece.
Trademark, that's a great idea. There's your $1 million idea.
Yep, go viral. Whoop. And now do your puzzle note.
Puzzle.
That's what the jingle would be.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, I like it. All right. Yeah. We can work on it a little bit, but it's good. It's good. I have some notes. We'll talk about it later.
Right.
Amen. I mean, nothing can be as good as the Bart Art song. I understand.
No, that's one ever.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for listening this week.
Oh yeah, that's right. We have listeners. I forgot about that.
Thank you. Woohoo. Remember, we do want to hear your ideas for articles, for interviews, for how to live life. You can email those.
False repressive.
Plus rate and review us.
Stars.
Yep. For now we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye everyone. Enjoy the 50 degrees.
Later.
Woo-hoo. Later. Bye. Later, and remember, puzzle.
Oh, goodness.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Puzzle.